Good morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct to my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. Mr. John McKay, how you doing over there?
Well, I've liked the change in the weather.
You know, we got some amazing days. We made it through the Parade of Homes without any of the wet stuff. And then, yeah, saw a couple cooler days this week and kind of starts us into that fall selling season. There's always kind of a blip of activity in the market between now and really Halloween, where we see a lot of real estate transacted. So
yes,
definitely excited about that. Before we jump into today's topic, though, we always like to start off with some news stories, with some crazy celebrity news stories. So I've got one for you this week. This is pretty cool. And I usually don't say the words pretty cool and HOA in the same sentence, but okay. Homeowners Association, those that know. But James Cameron is selling a 100-acre ranch in California, hit the market for $33 million. And this is an area known as Hollister Ranch. I wonder if that's what the clothing line is named after, Hollister.
That sounds familiar.
It seems like it could be a connection there. I do not know that. But the real estate connection is, this was a residential development that was established. The Hollister Ranch Owners Association was formed in 1971. Mm-hmm. And their goal was to protect and preserve some of the California coastline.
Okay.
So listen to this. They were 136 parcels that were each 100 acres.
Wow.
So you're buying 100 acre lots, and many of them had, you know, miles of the California coastline.
Oh.
But part of their restriction was residential development was only allowed on 2 acres of each 100-acre site.
Wow.
So you have, you know, these beautiful ranches, per se, with these gorgeous ocean views. And, you know, they've met kind of the goal of what they wanted to do and really preserved these amazing estates and some of that coastline that it's kind of the last stretch of some of that prime California coastline that really wasn't allowed to be developed. So very, very interesting to see those type of restrictions in place. The place is absolutely gorgeous. It's got, you know, it's got guardhouse. It's got a guest house with ocean views. It's got horse stables. And then you've got a trail where you can literally ride right down to the beach and then access the beach. So definitely a very seriously iconic property coming onto the market there. Well, we always like to temper that with some local real estate stories. One of the biggest ones is this last week, the Fed met, and thank goodness they did not raise interest rates. So finally, we have a breath, you know, a little pause there. However, there was language at coming out of the Fed's meeting that they did kind of lay the groundwork for a potential quarter point towards the end of the year.
Yeah.
So possibly one more quarter point raise if needed. Now, that's going to be based upon all of their metrics. Where are we at with inflation? But I will tell you, it was nice to get a pause on those at this time in the market. In related news, I always like to kind of say, okay, what else is going on in this broader market? And what do those numbers look like from a day-to-day basis in the real estate world? Well, here's a statistic that is coming out of the market that kind of highlights these changes and these interest rate changes. And that's going to relate to what I want to talk about today in the new construction market. So from 2017 to 2022, the percentage of pending home sales that fell out of contract, meaning you get a deal put together.
And then it falls apart.
Sometimes during that situation, it falls apart. Well, that fell from 13% to 11%, okay. Which tells you, I mean, you know, higher than some people might expect. One out of your 10 deals then it roughly is going to fall apart. Now, the exception to that was obviously March of 2020. We've all, you know, exited that from our memory.
Yes.
It actually exceeded 16%, almost 17%, you know, in that original COVID month when no one knew what was going to happen in the world. Yeah. So the things got a little crazy there. But from early 22 through September of 22, as rates were rising, the failure rate jumped back up to 16%. Okay, then as rates fell until January of this year, that percentage dropped back to 13%. Now what we have happening where rates have risen so far, and that's why I'm glad we got this kind of Fed relief, failed contracts are once again approaching that 16% mark. So that's a high number of, you know, contracts that are canceling. So we have to look at number one, why are they canceling? Okay. And so one of the things I wanted to talk about today, especially kind of to wrap up and put a bow on our whole parade of homes segments that we've been having, which the parade ended up being extremely successful.
Yes.
And thank you to all of our listeners. So many of you stopped by and talked to me at the parade house. And it was great to see everybody out and about. But we don't have exact final tally numbers now, but from being in the homes and seeing the amount of people through there, I can tell you it is on a massive, massive uptick and a huge success compared to what we've seen the last 4 years. That being said, one of the reasons why is because we are having a real renaissance as far as new construction sales. Okay, new construction homes on the market. So people are like, well, why is that? Well, one of the big reasons that we have right now, another statistic that is out there, is 85% of the United States mortgages are locked under 5%. Mm-hmm. So when you're looking at rates at, you know, 7.5%, and some rates, first-time home buyers and VA inside, almost 8%. What you have happening is you have very, very few people with a rate less than 5% that are delaying making a move with their home. Meaning, they have a home that is, let's say, good enough. And maybe in the past, if good enough was the case, they might upgrade and get something bigger or change or get something different. But when you have that rate locked in below 5% and you're looking at, you would be looking at, that doesn't transfer to your new home.
Yeah.
So you'd be looking at, even if you borrowed the same amount but upgraded, you would be looking at giving up that rate and trading it in for a 7.5% to 8% rate. So many people are making that choice not to make that move.
Yeah.
Which means less homes on the market, especially in the resale sector. So one of the things we start to look at then is, well, for the people that have to buy or want to buy or are going to buy, what's the option in that case? Well, the option becomes new construction. And Tri-Cities matches up with a lot of this, of these statistics. So for instance, you look at new construction home sales have been increasing, and in July was one of the highest months sold in the last 9 months for new construction sales.
Wow.
And so, for instance, I just ran the numbers just very basically for time's sake. I just looked at Pasco, Kennewick, and Richland. And when you look at those three cities alone, you have about 700 homes on the market. 712 was the exact number on that date I ran earlier this week. Of that 712 listings, 246 of those were new construction. So we're talking 34% of the available homes right now were new construction. So that doesn't leave you a ton of resale options.
No.
And then we talk about affordability for people being higher. One of those reasons is everybody with the affordable entry-level homes that are very, very price-sensitive and payment-sensitive are not selling those because the option of giving up that mortgage in that price point is too much for them to bear right now to make that change. So you see more and more first-time home buyers, more and more people in those stages having to look to new construction to fill the need. And Tri-Cities is actually not an exception to that at all. In fact, we're right in there with some of those national averages. So if you look at sales in the Midwest, month over month this summer, we're up almost 47%. Okay. And even in the West as a region, we're up 21%. So you see that there's some big numbers in the new construction arena, and that translates really well right into what's happening in the Tri-Cities. Now you couple that with builders having to be a little more conservative because they have to borrow money to build in these situations many times. So they've got a higher rate. The banks aren't letting them get too far ahead of themselves because there's uncertainty in the market. So you continue to keep the inventory pretty low in those situations. Now, I also thought it was interesting. One of the things that's off a little bit in Tri-Cities versus some other markets is I look at those national averages, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The median price of new homes sold, and this data is starting to roll in from like July and August, we're always a few months behind, though, was $436,000, okay, across the United States, so U.S. average. You look at those listings that we have here in Tri-Cities, and of that 246, I only have 39 of those that are below the national median.
Wow.
Okay, so our average price and our median price here was much higher. In fact, of those 246 new construction homes, that average price was 604, and the median was like the middle of the 500s. Mm. Now, and of those 39 that are available below the median, about 16 of those were townhomes or an attached product.
Now,
if you remember last year, I talked a little bit about alternative housing methods and what we were going to start to see. But if you look at Richland, like above the soccer fields up there, you'll see some new modern townhouses going in up on the hill there. Clearwater Extension, you'll see some townhouse projects going by a national builder, Horton, in town. So you start to see that product becoming more normal. But when you look at the affordability numbers, there's a reason why, because they're bringing those in 375 to 400 and trying to hit a little bit below the national median. So those are some of the things that we're looking at in new construction. So the next question that comes up from all of our buyers and what's happening in the Tri-Cities is, what are some of the things that we need to look at for new construction? How can we get a deal in that arena? When we come back from the break, I've got some very specific incentives that Tri-Cities builders are running to give some comparison about what a buyer can find in new construction right now.
And we will tackle that next on News Talk 870.
Our house in the middle of
back to the Tri-Cities real estate update. Before we jump into talking a little bit more about some of these new construction options, because before the break we talked about the market really dictating and driving a lot of buyers to some of these new construction developments, mm-hmm. just because people are holding on to their lower rate locked in mortgages longer in the resale portion of the market. They'll either turn those into a rental with a low interest rate on that previous mortgage, mm-hmm. or they will just flat out keep them, maybe do some additional remodeling. So I wanted to kind of comb through what's happening in new construction sales. Before we do get to that though, the resale market is not totally out. And in fact, just to show you, I brought an amazing Kennewick special this week.
Here we go.
And here's what's, I had to double check my staff on these listings because every single one of these addresses have a 501 in it. I thought it was a typo or we had missed out, but no, I triple checked. So this is the 501 Kennewick special.
Okay.
The first one is 2501 on Intiat Avenue in Kennewick. And you do not see this too often anymore. This is a one owner home.
Ooh.
That really shows the pride of ownership. It is almost 2,700 square feet. Awesome, spacious living room, lots of large windows, natural light. The lower level family room is super large as well. Perfect spot for relaxation and entertaining. Family gatherings, there's a fireplace. The house has four large bedrooms, lots of space for everybody to enjoy their privacy. Three bathrooms, outside it just has a stunning landscape, beautiful rose garden, lush yard, covered deck, perfect spot for morning coffee or evening gatherings.
Mm-hmm.
So you're getting that 2,700 square feet in Kennewick, and that is coming in at $405,000. So once again, ooh. We talked about below finding those prices below the medians. Pick number two. The exact same house number, 2501 West 40th in Kennewick. This is a quiet neighborhood, one-story home with a basement, four bedrooms, three bathrooms, 2862 square feet. You've got absolutely an open and inviting atmosphere upstairs with the main living room, soaring vaulted ceilings, kitchen. Lower level, you have a family room, and then you also have daylight basement in this situation. Great spot for a home gym or a game room. Remodeled downstairs bathroom gives it a really modern feel. Brand new flooring throughout the primary suite. Primary suite has dual sink vanity, jetted tub, separate shower, everything you'd be looking for in that, with a large three-car garage. Super popular now. The garage has already been wired for a EV circuit for mm-hmm. charging and includes a Siemens level 2 charging if you have an electric vehicle. And all of this is coming in Kennewick on 40th at $499,900. And then just because this is a special, John, I'm going to bring you in one below 400.
Okay.
501 South Cleveland. This is a three-bed, two-bath Rambler, just under 1,400 square feet. Awesome newer LVP flooring throughout. Kitchen has granite counters, dining bar, full tile backsplash, comfortable primary suite with a walk-in closet, private full bath. You've got an office conveniently located right off of the laundry room. Outside, you have a fully fenced yard, open patio, shade trees. And that's coming in at $385,000.
Oh,
okay. It's hard. All of these I brought you in that range, $385,000 to $489,000. We have put on some amazing inventory over the course of the last week. But McKay, before the break, we were talking about what the heck do I do as a buyer when I'm looking at new construction right now. And if you watch too much TikTok or Instagram, you're going to think the market's falling apart and there's crashes and all of this. Mm. But when in actuality, when you look at the pricing and what's done locally in Tri-Cities and people coming in, those average prices have held very, very steady and in many areas gone up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But like the rest of the country, we have lack of resale inventory. So a lot of our buyers are choosing to go to new construction right now. And we're in this kind of shifting dynamic where builders have had to make some incentives to help get some of these sold. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, we're seeing more demand go into new construction. So I don't think you'll see incentives like these last forever. So there's this weird pendulum of opportunity here for buyers looking at new construction. So here's what I have been seeing in town, though, is that larger builders that have relationships, or in some of these cases, even their own mortgage companies, are able to provide better rates and incentives for buyers. They also have some flexibility in closing costs or upgrades, what they can do. So I actually didn't even want to have the chance of mistaking exactly who's out there. So I went into our multiple listing service and I went through those 246 listings and I pulled out some of these incentives that are actually going right now. And this is language brought directly from listings here in the Tri-Cities market.
Okay.
Here's one that was 5.99%. We haven't heard that in a while.
Yeah.
5.99% or 6.5% on a 30-year fixed interest rate and up to $5,000 in closing costs with our preferred lender.
Wow.
So there you have a builder with a in-house lending situation set up that has a special program to help move some of this new construction. Second one. For a limited time only, offering 3% incentive to buyers who close with one of our trusted lenders. Seller credit can be used for a buy down of the interest rate or closing costs. Mm. So if cash is more important to you, you can factor that $3,000. So some of these examples we gave today, I told you some of these new construction townhomes starting in that 375 to 400 range, a 3% incentive, quick math there, 400,000 times 3%, you know, 12%, you know, $12,000 in potential closing costs or a credit, or you could use that to buy the rate down from that builder. That was a different builder than the first one that I said. Here's another one. Promotion valid September 1st to October 31st. So as I came into the show, I talked to you about there's that blip of activity in the market.
Mm-hmm.
This builder all obviously knows this already. And so they're trying to just throw a little gasoline on the fire there. But must be pre-approved with our preferred lender. Mm-hmm. But conventional loan with $20,000 builder credit for buyer's rate buy down.
Wow.
Okay, so I can tell you, you can buy a rate down quite a bit with that situation. So
yeah.
Now, there, like, here's what I talked about. Notice that they put a, you know, that they put a time frame on that deal because I think they're expecting in the second half of the year this demand to be pushed higher for new construction. As soon as they have more demand and that wave coming, they won't have to offer these incentives to move products. So we're in this kind of sweet spot with some of these incentives. Now, I will tell you to temper that in the show. I do also like to give the other side of the coin.
Yeah.
Also, it prevents other realtors calling me and being really pissed off later that I didn't say this. But here's another one from this new construction, just to show you the other side of the coin. Prices is in there. This builder says, best value at current price. No additional seller savings available for the property. So that builder's saying, hey, my price is my price. Don't ask me for these crazy incentives that you've heard about on these other builds.
That's funny.
I actually love it because it saves a lot of time, right? You can just show that right to your buyer and say, hey, look, this guy's not, he's not playing with the realm of these other incentives.
Yeah.
And then the other thing that we're seeing is some of the people are using those closing costs for a buy down and also utilizing that in conjunction with a 5-year adjustable rate mortgage.
Mm.
Now, I know that was a bad word in the previous recession and we've talked about that, but that product is back in the market quite often.
Ooh.
To where people can get a lower rate now. The thought is that over the course of those 5 years, they'll be able to refinance if rates come down.
And maybe they're hedging on the fact
The danger is, though, that the rates go up. You know,
yeah.
But some of these institutions are saying, let's get people that know our product get them in the door. Let's offer this ARM. And then when rates go down, we'll have the customer. We'll do the refinance. We'll keep the customer.
And so, some of those people, like you mentioned, Hanford people,
yep.
Maybe they're going to be here 3.5 or 4 years.
Absolutely. So they might be selling anyway. And so for them in that situation, it's a non-factor. So folks, those are not made up lines. Those are not numbers. That was at 2-3 days ago as I was doing the research for the show. Those are pulled directly out of local Richland, Pasco, Kennewick builds that are going on.
Wow.
And so that is real up to date. What's going in the market. The other thing I always tell people when you're looking at that new construction, you're looking at these incentives and what's going on, is know that you're more likely to get one of these incentives for a builder than you are a price drop or reduction from the advertised price. And it's pretty simple math from the builder. So let's say they've got a subdivision with 40 homes in it, and you're buying one of the first 10 that are in that subdivision, or maybe mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3. If they were to give a $5,000 or $10,000 discount off the course of that price, in the builder's mind point, you are now basically shoehorning them into doing that for the whole development.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you take that 10,000, you multiply it by 40 lots. In the builder's mind, it's not $10,000 on your house you're negotiating with them. It's $400,000 on the project.
Yeah.
So it's hard for a buyer to sometimes see that perspective. But a lot of times what a builder is willing to do is throw in some free upgrades.
Mm-hmm.
They could probably do a $10,000 upgrade for 50% of the cost at their cost. So they might be more willing to give you a $10,000 upgrade, some upgraded flooring. They mm-hmm. also buy cheaper because they buy in bulk. They might be able to do some upgrades for you in the negotiations over the flat out negotiating on price.
Yeah.
So be aware of some of those incentives and some of those upgrades. What to watch out for? I always tell people in these situations, what to watch out for is what is going on around you.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I went on 2 appointments last week where people were selling because what got built behind them was on a slightly elevated pad mm-hmm. and then a 2-story home was built.
Oh.
So both people felt like they actually both said to me, they felt like they were living in a fishbowl.
Yeah.
Meaning the fence didn't really matter because you still saw your whole neighbor's yard. You still saw when they were up in their, you know, in their living room, they're just like looking right down on you over your fence. So literally I went on, 2 appointments in the last week where people were like, I didn't realize when we bought this that we would be in that fishbowl scenario. And then it takes years for tall trees to grow up and et cetera. Mm-hmm. So I always say, look at the types of the lots around you. Look at the elevation of the lots behind you.
Yes.
What potentially could go in? And then regardless of what anybody tells you, verify mm-hmm. because, and then know that within reason, things can change. Just because a builder tells you that, you know, they plan to put 2 stories back there, well, that plan could change if a client specifically wanted those lots, or maybe they end up having to sell those lots to somebody else. Unless it is a restriction recorded on the deed in the CC&Rs, you don't know exactly what you're going to get in that situation. So assume the worst for those cases.
Yeah.
If you can buy with the other homes around you, that's one of the advantages of resale. You know, you can't always do that in new construction. If you can buy though where the other ones have built behind you or beside you, you have a much better idea of what is going to be happening. So just know that there could be other things going there. And then the last thing I wrote down in this realm of what we saw and what people ask us during the parade of homes and stuff is make sure you're paying attention on that final walkthrough to your punch list. Make sure that you're meeting with that builder rep, with mm-hmm. your agent, with the other realtor involved, and you're getting a documented punch list for what needs to be changed. It is so much easier for the builder to make those repairs ahead of time before
yes.
closing than it is once you're in there and your family's in there and then the dog that bites everybody is in there.
Yeah.
You got it. You know, it's just the scheduling and the working around furniture and the working around people. It's so much easier. I know it feels like a pain and a rush always at the end, and there's probably been delays along the way anyway, But to get that punch list knocked out ahead of closing and move in will save you and the builder a ton of headaches down the road. So those are what is happening right now with our new construction in Tri-Cities, with what's going on. If you know somebody that's been looking to buy and has been waiting and holding off on rates to ease a little bit, have them go to kenmoreteam.com, shoot us a message. We have some great new construction inventory ourselves in-house under 400,000 right now, which is hard to find. Other builders in the area, we have access to some amazing townhomes and products that are all under that national median right now and offering incentives to buyers. So any questions about that, go to kenmoreteam.com, shoot us a message. We would love to help out, and we will be right back here talking real estate next week.
Right here on News Talk 870.